Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast for Monday morning, April 20th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Stonegate updates coverage on Hooker Furniture Corporation, 4Q26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on Hooker Furniture Corporation, reporting revenue, operating income, and AJPS of $67 million, $600,000, and $0.05, respectively. Despite a 20.5% year-by-year revenue decline in the quarter, profitability improved with gross margin up 380 business points year-by-year to 30.0%. Full-year results showed a 12.4% sales decline to $278,170,000, but with improving margins and reduced SG&A costs.
Rock breaks Lahontan Gold Corp to drill historic heap leach pads at Santa Fe Project. Lahontan Gold Corp announced plans to drill historic heap leach pads at its Santa Fe Gold Mine project in Nevada's Walker Lane. The program will include 95 holes to evaluate potential gold and silver resources, aiming to enhance project economics and expand resources. The company will mobilize a Boat Longyear LS450 rig once permits are secured. Defense news breaks: Safe Pro Group inquiry repurchases 400,000 shares under $3 million buyback program. Safe Pro Group has repurchased 400,000 shares under its $3 million buyback program, amounting to about 3.5% of its public float. The company used operating cash flow and a sturdy balance sheet, including $16.70 million in cash and no debt. Safe Pro Group plans to continue buybacks while investing in its AI defense platform and growth initiatives.
When science becomes an asset, how advancing drug pipelines are driving real-time valuation in biotech. Biotechnology is experiencing a shift in how investors perceive value as drug pipelines advance, reflecting scientific progress as a financial asset. Fair value accounting under U.S. GAAP allows life sciences companies to incorporate clinical progress in their balance sheets. Ontotelic Therapeutics, Inc. exemplifies this trend with its diversified pipeline and strategic holdings, showcasing how innovation influences financial positioning in the biotech sector.
Curie's Holographics and Eastman to showcase next-generation transparent in-plane display technology at 2026 Beijing International Automotive Exhibition. Curie's Holographics and Eastman will showcase their latest transparent in-plane automotive display at the 2026 Beijing International Automotive Exhibition. The display features holographic optical elements integrated into a single film laminated into an OEM-approved windshield, demonstrating the technology's readiness for real-world use. Powered by Ceres's Holoflect platform and Eastman's Saflex PVB interlayer, the system delivers ultra-bright full-color content using compact LED projectors.
Insurance Canopy launches drone liability and equipment coverage for creative professionals and small businesses. Insurance Canopy has launched drone liability and equipment coverage for creative professionals and small businesses. This new offering streamlines protection for photographers and creatives using drones in paid projects, addressing common gaps in standard policies. The coverage includes liability for bodily injury and property damage, along with equipment protection. The aim is to provide a clear path to safeguarding businesses and equipment while simplifying insurance management.
Affluence Corporation enters negotiations to restructure convertible debt. Affluence Corporation has entered negotiations with majority holders of its outstanding convertible debt to restructure into long-term preferred equity instruments. This move is part of the company's strategy to eliminate legacy liabilities and align investor interests with long-term growth. Management is actively discussing structured preferred equity and potential leakout arrangements tied to a future national market listing to support share price stability. The company's recent approval of a reverse stock split has strengthened its capital structure, leading to positive engagement with debt holders. While no final agreements have been reached, management is optimistic about the outcome.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.